With California Ag Today, I am Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. There exists a unique parallel in the discussion of animal disease traceability. Farmers and ranchers recognize the importance of promptly addressing animal health incidents, yet they are equally concerned about maintaining their privacy. This dual perspective underscores the complexity of implementing effective traceability systems. Nothing is ever easy, is it? Gene Nome of the U.S. Meat Export Federation's Executive Committee says that traceability should be on the mind of all livestock producers.
I'm going to use an example elsewhere to say how it could work here, because some of the countries that have been exposed to African swine fever have worked with the USDA and other trading partners to create this concept of regionalization. This is the area where it ain't, if you will. And we need to figure out a way to mimic that here in the United States. The dairy industry is really interested in traceability. The beef industry, as a result of what's going on in the dairy industry, is really interested in traceability. I'm not going to pretend that there aren't a lot of people in the industry that are saying, you want to know what about my farm? We got a long row to hoe here by the fact that we've got to gain confidence that information is going to be confidential, going to be secure, and it's going to be used by only the parties that we say it's going to be used by. So this database of record and how it houses data is really important.
Again, Gary Nome of the U.S. MEF Executive Committee. With California Ag Today on the Ag Information Network, I am Haley Shipp.